There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight. We broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Mike Harmon's so, not here. He's coming back tomorrow night, but in slight mourning.
Allegedly, I got a text from him.
Huh?
His mouth is really swollen. He sounds like Elmer Fudd because he got his new tooth back. He got his tooth back finally. Today, the tooth that he lost during when we did a show a few weeks ago. He lost his tooth. Lost one of his front teeth.
He's slurring and, like Sylvester the cat.
Yeah, he got it back, but he said his face is really swollen and he's slurring his words a little bit. I mean, that
which
that
he was be. Not sans tooth.
No, he did
which
not have
odd.
A tooth.
Yeah,
he yeah, just did not have just when he smiled, he
front
just
tooth.
Didn't have that tooth
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Yeah, big front
it's
tooth.
It's a purple tooth.
It's oh, maybe he did. I bet you would get a purple tooth.
But his
purple
White Sox have just fallen behind 5-3 in the 10th, and they need to sweep this series against first place Cleveland or else maybe.
Yeah, but I don't think he cares right now. I think he's got a lot of medication, and I think he's okay with whatever happens tonight.
Yeah, so don't tell him the news till the morning. Yeah.
No, so maybe you're in tomorrow, Steve. I don't know. I don't know if Harmon's mouth will have healed enough by tomorrow. He does have his new tooth.
He is listening to the show, so say hi.
Hello. Our best.
He's listening.
He's drifting off into Never Never Land.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he thinks like Northwestern is playing the Bears right now in football.
He thinks the big game is Northwestern Duke this weekend and not Kansas Duke. Don't be silly. Come on. It's undefeated Kansas. What are you thinking?
Did I get a new tooth and suddenly it's college basketball season? No.
That's the big game on FS1 this Saturday afternoon. It's Duke at Kansas, college football. I don't think there are any top 10 matchups. This is what passes this weekend.
No, it's a tough week. Well, the big game is Friday. Syracuse, Virginia is Friday night. That's the big game.
No, we said big game.
Oh, stop. Again, only four teams have two Power 5 conference wins in the last 3 weeks. Syracuse is one.
You know what? At least you get to watch your team play this week, unlike me.
Put some respect on that. Hey, you could go out to UCLA. There's many great seats available to watch UCLA play
That's
football.
True.
I was talking about the Trojans.
Oh,
they're on Pac-12.
Oh, okay.
Although, as we learn on the weekend, if you live in Vermont like Arnie Spanier, you can see Pac-12 all day long. That's apparent. It's not, you can't see it in Pac-12 cities. He actually has it in his house in Vermont.
And they wonder why they're leaving.
Yeah exactly. Sorry, who is
Commissioner? We're really big in Vermont. Wait, really? Yes, believe it or not, man. We are. But the big breaking story of the night we've been covering, make it 60 home runs for Aaron Judge, who now leads Major League, not only in the three Triple Crown categories with 60 home runs, 128 RBI, and a .316 batting average. Look, far and away leading in home runs and RBI. Batting average, it's a point or two, you know, as it fluctuates.
Yeah, it's 1 point ahead of someone from Boston, 2 points ahead of a guy from the Twins.
Aaron Judge leads the league in batting average, home runs, RBI.
The three Triple Crown categories. This is stunning.
Runs.
Ooh.
On base percentage, slugging percentage, and OPS. He leads the American League in every single one of those categories. The only main category, and that's like, you know, that's five out of the nine main categories, that's seven out of the eight main categories. The only main category he doesn't lead the American League in is stolen bases. Cedric Mullins has 31. Now, if Judge could steal 15 bases in the next couple of weeks, he could catch and win stolen bases too, but he's not going to catch Cedric Mullins.
This is a power hitter who could have 20 steals this year too.
Yeah, but this is where if you're Cedric Mullins, it's better than Aaron Judge. Like you tell people, hey, yeah, I'm better than Aaron
Judge.
For
the rest of your life, absolutely. Yes. By the way, that on-base percentage, because this is a guy who's going to walk 100 times this year, so his on-base percentage is about .420. 42% of the time he walks up there, he gets a board. That is silly.
I believe what's the big stat that he's more likely to get on base than Russell Westbrook is to make a shot, right?
42%. Wow.
Well, you had to bank on Russell Westbrook to make a basket or Aaron Judge to get on base, and the winner clearly is Aaron Judge.
And by the way, you kind of referenced this earlier, Mr. Met, that the Mets owner, of course, has a pocket full of an unlimited amount of money. That might be a possibility to have negotiations with said guy who's looking for a new contract in the offseason. My conclusion is, however, there's no way the Mets will go for him because then they would have to move Brandon Nimmo. They have a center fielder, the New York Mets, and his name is Brandon Nimmo. Ladies and gentlemen, sure, you can lead the league in home runs. Brandon Nimmo is leading the league in triples. Take that.
Yes.
You could hit your 61 home runs. Brandon Nimmo has exactly 61 home runs in his major league career. So I don't think they're going to move someone out of the center field slot. Sure, if you want to, you know, try and shoehorn him into right and make him a Met, fine. But otherwise, I think center's taken, personally. I'm not a Met fan or anything, but seems to me it's taken.
Well, let me tell you a couple of things here. First of all, I know I'm watching Brandon Nimmo in his final year as a Met because Scott Boras is his agent and the Mets hate Scott Boras. So
all
Boras clients that the Mets have had, they are just shedding. They wouldn't bring Michael Conforto back. No, they're shedding everybody that they just can't stand him. It's a long-standing hatred. So I'm like, right, okay, he's got Brandon Nimmo, and he's going to try. No, they're moving on.
Because they're going to be asking for double the salary at least, and
yes,
et cetera.
Yeah. Because Nimmo probably is going to be the second-best outfielder on the free agent market.
Really?
I'm being honest with you, besides Aaron Judge. He's going to be the second-best outfielder out there. But Aaron Judge, trust me, I know that the Yankees are going to be under immense pressure to re-sign him. And you heard John Paul Morosi say that the pressure after this year to re-sign Aaron Judge is going to be immense. But even in the midst of this season. It was just a week and a half ago that the Yankees president, Randy Levine, did a podcast and said, you know, yeah, we'll make an offer, but Aaron's got to decide if he wants to be a Yankee. You know, they're already portraying this as Aaron Rodgers. They're already portraying this as Aaron Judge. He's going to drink that tea. That it's going to be up to Aaron Judge. And if he leaves, it's him leaving the Yankees. We're already trying to get the storyline to favor us, to make it look like Aaron wanted to go. He didn't want to stay. Now, he turned down 7 years and $241 million before the season started. Now, is that a lot of money? Yeah. But is that a lowball offer for Aaron Judge? 100%. The Yankees are showing you with this, hey, we're not going to spend everything we can. We'll give Aaron Judge a lot of money, but we're not going to spend everything. You know, we got this crazy-ass contract with Stanton that Jeter gave us. I mean, I know they gave it to him. They gave us the guy, but still, we got to pay him. So they've already said, hey, we're not giving you something really, really big. This wasn't Judge turned down, you know, a $33 million a year contract. You didn't turn down $350 million. 7 years and $241 million? Yeah, that's not quite what you pay a guy like that. So going into it, you know the Yankees are trying to lowball him a little bit. Now, as the season goes, and it's not been any conversation, you've not heard Aaron Judge say, I want to be a Yankee. We'll see how it works out. My hope is to stay here. This is my first choice. Because that's what everybody says when it comes to free agency. Whatever team you are playing on, you say that simply because you know I have to navigate the rest of the season. So I say I want to stay. Even if you want out, even if I can't wait to get out, you say, no, no, I want to stay. I want to make it work here. I love all the guys in the clubhouse. I love my teammates. I love playing here. That's what you say. He has not said that. He has just said, we'll talk about it at the end of the year. We'll talk about it at the end of the year. Yeah. He's pissed. And I can't say I blame him because the Yankees have already shown that, hey, we're only going to go so far for you. And Aaron Judge has used that as motivation. And now he's going to go. And there's only going to be a couple of landing spots.
Dodgers.
For him because it's going to be someplace where he's still big and he's still huge in the baseball pantheon. And there's three cities that he can do that in. There's New York, there's Los Angeles, and there's Boston. All right, and you can imagine Aaron Judge going to the Red Sox. Are you kidding me? But we've seen it before. We've seen guys do it. Aaron Judge has said he loves playing in front of the Red Sox fans. Can you imagine Judge playing the Green Monster the next few years? My goodness. So, yeah, it's one of three teams that's going to wind up signing him. The Dodgers, because they always have the money. And look, they'll just say, listen, Cody Bellinger, you're great, but boy, that MVP year was a long time ago. So it's going to be one of those three teams that Aaron Judge winds up going to. I'm not getting too crazy about the Mets because it's only because of the geography he can stay a star in New York and he could really stick it to the Yankees and stick it to Steinbrenner and Cashman. But it's going to be one of those teams and he's going to wind up going because the Yankees just have not shown the overall interest. And they're not going to suddenly at the end of the year go, oh yeah, we love you, Aaron. Here's $500 million. Right? Here's 10 years and $500 million. We're going to sign you till you're 40 and give you all that money. Yankees aren't going to do it. So I've gone from, there's no way they let him walk out the door to he's gone. And now it's just which of those teams are going to free up enough money with a contract that's going to make sense enough for them and make sense enough for Aaron Judge. Because Steve Cohen to give Aaron Judge anything he wants for the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, you want $50 million a year? Here's $250 million for the next 5 years. There you go.
And the Mets are currently, right this month, number one in MLB in payroll, then the Dodgers, then the Yankees, number three payroll, as we brought up last night.
Yeah, and the reason it makes sense for the Mets is because Steve Cohen's worth a lot of money. I mean, he's not one of those owners, I'm worth two or three. The guy's worth like $20 billion.
And it's not a salary cap league.
Dirty money.
Stop.
It's Mets money. It's dirty.
He's the real-life Bobby Axelrod, man. It's going to happen. He doesn't care. I can give Aaron Judge. He can give Aaron Judge $500 million.
He's not going to the Mets.
It's not going to dent his pocketbook at all. Yeah, he's got that in a shoebox in a room in his house. Oh yeah, I got to let me get the $500 million shoebox. Bernice, can you get me the $500 million shoebox? It's in the back. It's on the big side. Yeah, it's on the left side. Just grab that, bring it out, so I give it to Aaron. All right, great, thanks.
The same box as his Tom Seaver baseball cards, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
Shoved under the bed.
because you don't want that. That's going to be the one thing for Aaron Judge is, all right, does he want a 10? Are we really going to pay him till he's 40 years old? I mean, he's a bigger guy, and how many years do you have?
Can't do that.
Yeah, the next 5 years, I'm in for Aaron Judge. You want to give him $50 million for the next 5 years? I'm in on that. But once you get past the age of 35, you're really pushing it. So what? But he's going to go. I no longer think there's a way he's going to stay with the Yankees because it would take such a huge reversal of strategy and what they're willing to do. This is not the same Yankees, right? Like, because you heard John Paul Morosi say the Yankees under immense, they don't. This is not the same Yankees, and that's what fans have to understand. Yes, you have a Steinbrenner running the team, but this is not the same team that whatever it is to keep a guy, we're going to do it. They haven't been this team in a long time, right? They've gone out and signed a couple of players, but it's not been whatever it is to keep a superstar. They've not been. They have picked and chosen what they want to do, and they've already made their intentions with Aaron Judge. Found the money someplace else, unless they're going to gut the team and trade Stanton somewhere, who's, oh, by the way, still owed like $30 million a year for another 25 years. That's not going to happen. And Aaron Judge is going to be doing it another team.
And they're still paying a luxury tax, by the way. Aaron Judge just turned 30 this season in April. He went to Fresno State. He was a Giants fan growing up. He grew up in Northern California. He's from a little town just east of Stockton. If the Giants see that the Dodgers or Padres are spending or at all in the negotiations, wouldn't you think the Giants are the perfect team to try and enter negotiations? If nothing else, to have an attraction, which they really don't have in recent years in that lineup, and also to realistically compete in the NL West against the Dodgers and Padres, who are both spending.
Mm. You want to add the Giants? We can add the Giants. I'm okay with adding the Giants.
No, I'm not cool with that.
He's one big free agent outfielder this offseason. I will say, you brought up another, the Mets center fielder Brandon Nimmo. Let's not forget Joey Gallo and Jock Peterson have contracts coming due. So I don't know if Brandon Nimmo's automatically your number two outfielder on the free agent market.
Joey Gallo.
This offseason, ladies
really
and gentlemen.
You really said Joey Gallo. You really did. You
legend.
Fifth show with Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. They do apply.
Hey, I have an update, Jason Smith. Harmon's White Sox have tied it up 5-5 in the bottom of the 10th. They're going to the 11th. Not over yet.
But it doesn't count. Harmon's not here.
True.
Game doesn't count.
True.
Some people are saying realistically, if they lose any of these three games, they're hosting Cleveland, they're not going to be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say that pressure is on them to win every game this
They
week.
Lose and tonight. They're five games back with 2 weeks to
it's
go.
It's over. Yeah.
And they're probably going to finish season without Tony La Russa. I read today that they don't think he's going to come back at all
really?
The rest of this year. Yeah, he's going to be out.
And they're not
going to
win the season series head-to-head with Cleveland, so they wouldn't be winning a division tiebreaker, none of that. This is a huge three-game set.
Mm. It's a five-game lead that's really a six-game lead because of the tiebreaker.
Yeah, it's like your loss column. You're adding an extra thing.
You love my loss column thing, don't you?
Yeah, well, when you say it in May, it doesn't really take on significance.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight. You know, Tysha, we're going to need Earth, Wind, and Fire tomorrow because it's the 21st of September.
Do you remember?
We're going to need...
Jason, I'm waiting for a good take, too. Thanks.
All right.
People play Christmas tunes when it's not December 25th.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
No, that's true, but when they specifically state the date...
The 12 days of Christmas gets played before the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, but you're still counting down to Christmas. It's okay. When a song says, do you remember the 21st of September? You know, if you play it on the 19th or the 22nd, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. You know, we don't have 4th of July fireworks on July 7th.
Oh, we've had them on other nights, haven't we? That one Mets game that went past midnight till 4 a.m. and they still let off the fireworks in Atlanta. Don't you remember? That was the July 5th fireworks.
I stayed up and watched that entire game.
Back in the 80s, yeah. What was that, 15 innings, 18 innings, something like that?
Yeah. Rick Camp was a pitcher. He pinched it with a home run to tie
right.
the game.
Keep it going, exactly.
They actually had
the fireworks at 4 a.m. and woke up the entire neighborhood.
This is a great baseball story. Like, my entire life, my relationship with my grandfather was really difficult. It was like the house because I live with my grandparents. It's like the house was the army, and he was the colonel, and I was every member of the army, right? Mm-hmm. It was just very difficult. But the one thing, it's like the Billy Crystal line, the one thing we always could talk about was baseball. Yeah. And he was a Met fan like me. And the Mets-Braves game was playing, and he went to bed in like the 7th or 8th inning. And now I'm up watching this game at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I'm going to go wake him up. And I'm like, what am I doing? Now I think about it now, how stupid was I? So it's like 2:30 in the morning, and I go in the bedroom, I go, Pop, he wakes me up. What? He thought like someone's breaking into the house. I go, the Mets and the Braves are in the 17th inning. You want to come down and watch? Yeah. And he gets out of bed and comes down. We watch the rest of the game together. It was fantastic.
I looked it up. It went 19 innings. The final score was Mets 16-13. Yeah. Mets scored 5 in the top of the ninth, and the Braves 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Didn't they have bases loaded or something? They still made it interesting in the bottom. But if you Dodger fans, for example, they also have a stadium that's in a neighborhood. When the Dodgers have, not just July 4th, any Friday night home game, fireworks, if the Dodger game is not over before 11 p.m., they literally cancel the fireworks so they don't have explosions throughout the neighborhood, being nice neighbors. It probably comes from this exact thing.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I went to the Angels game on Saturday against the Mariners, and they were like, yeah, we got fireworks going after the game. Yep, got them going. And it was a great show. They had like three big songs. It was like a legit Disneyland fireworks experience. I'm telling you, man,
you know,
going to Angels games is
something. I used to live at a place in Orange County that overlooked. It wasn't in Anaheim, but it overlooked Anaheim from a distance.
You lived on the Matterhorn?
It was that high. Yeah, it was a real e-ticket living there. You could at literally by the clock, 9:30 p.m. every night, go out on the back patio and watch the Disneyland fireworks. It was superb. It was quite an advantage. Baseball update on Albert Pujols, by the way, tonight. We've talked about home runs and milestones with a certain Yankee, but Albert Pujols is still in the league for another couple weeks, and he is due up fourth in the top of the ninth inning. Cardinals are getting shut out bottom of the eighth, 5-0 at San Diego.
Now, you said something earlier in the show, Steve, that now, because of news that's just happened, turns out to be incorrect.
Give it to me.
Okay. So we talked about the NFL games and the ratings of the Monday night games, right? Mm-hmm. You still got the ratings them there and how they beat everything on television?
Yeah. ABC drew nearly 13 million viewers.
Okay.
It was by far the top TV show last night.
It was. However, this just comes in from HBO. House of the Dragon, the Game of Thrones prequel, is averaging 29 million viewers per episode.
Huh?
Think about that for a second.
So throughout the week, DVRs, things like that?
When they run it on the different channels.
That's
like HBO, HBO 2.
Yeah, I assume a Sunday night show, so not opposite Monday Night Football, which were mentioning.
No, they're not crazy. We're going to put this thing out on Sundays. But it's on opposite Sunday Night Football.
Still, so that's notable. So yeah. Like the first Sunday night game didn't get over 20 million viewers.
Yeah.
I mean, that Sunday Night Football is usually the top-rated TV show, I mean, for the season in television. Mm-hmm.
So just think about that. The one TV show, 29 million. And I'm old enough to remember when The Sopranos ended, the last episode, that people did backflips when it had like 8 million viewers. And it felt like everybody was watching The Sopranos, right? It had 8 million viewers, right? And then The Walking Dead comes out, and it's averaging 15 or 16 million viewers a week, which is an insane number.
Yeah.
Now, you go back to the early days of cable when, you know, a show was not a hit if you had 30 million viewers because, hey, other people, you know, it's 49 million viewers for this show. So the TV, you know, landscape has changed, but it's gone from now. You see what the big hit was, Sopranos with 8 million viewers, and this is cable. And then
is not like the last episode of Seinfeld, which is on a regular channel and did,
right,
whether they liked the episode or not, did boffo numbers.
And then you have the Walking Dead, which at its peak was 16 million, which is an insane number. And now you have House of the Dragon, which 29 million people per week. That's like five times more when people watching the Oscars now. I mean, that's one of the highest rated, you're talking one of the highest rated shows you'll get on television.
Put it this way, on a Sunday night, we just had the Emmys get 6 million viewers live. Six.
Yeah. People would rather watch good TV than shows about television.
Well, this also shows the difference of what we've talked about, not just with the NFL and how great its ratings are, but why sports continues to rake in the billions it is for television rights, because sports is just about the last thing people watch live. This, like HBO, they can watch it live and then double their audience throughout the week.
Right, but it's really hard because you don't want to miss, you don't want to have stuff spoiled for you. Because if you don't watch House of the Dragon, it's going to get spoiled. Like Tyshirt and I will talk, hey, did you see it, man? Hey, did you watch? Oh, what do you mean?
So you're saying either Eastern time zone or Western time zone within 24 hours.
If you don't, I'm telling you, within 8 hours, because usually the internet, if you get on Twitter, it's your own fault because that'll just ruin it for you. But usually when you get spoiler reviews or headlines about something, it sits about 8 hours. They don't do it right after the East Coast said, you know, oh, what a surprise that Ned Stark was killed off of Game of Thrones. You know,
wait, huh?
Like,
spoiler alert. What?
That's Game of Thrones. That's a long time ago. Ned Stark dies. So, you know, they wait a little bit before that happens. But once you get out of like the first, you know, 8 hours, if you don't watch it that night, the next day, forget it. You're going to find out. So I don't know how many people it is, that, you know, the actual number that's watching this later on in the week. I think it's everybody that's watching it within the first couple times that it's on. Now, HBO does, they put it on at 8, then they'll put it on again at 9:45, then they'll put it on again at 11. So there's repeated viewings over the night, but still, you're talking about 30 million viewers for an episode of television that's not a live sporting event. That's unheard of. And it's also unheard of for a show that, like I said, you know, through 5 episodes, it's too much House and not enough Dragon. There's too much House, not enough Dragon. And by that, I mean there's too much talking, there's too much plotting, there's not enough action. It's definitely a show that wants to show – it's like a combination of Game of Thrones, Succession, and The Crown. It's like that's the show we want to put out there. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But at the same time, I'm like, boy, you got to give me a little something more. Yet for a show that has so many things going on and there's time jumps and crazy plots and episodes – It's. I watch it and I go, boy, it can get really dull for long periods of time. It's shocking, absolutely shocking. But
I found
it can do that.
I found the numbers from the Hollywood Reporter that the finale of The Parent Show got 19 million viewers 3 years ago for a single night audience, and then once we had this House of the Dragon debut, it got 2 million viewers that night, but nearly 10 million viewers across all platforms, according to HBO. So this backs up what you're saying, how they can build up that huge an audience on repeats, not just the two different time zone showings in one night, but in repeats as it goes throughout the week and streaming.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, what's up, Frost?
You know what the most unrated show was of the weekend?
What?
Meaning the least amount of viewers?
Jets-Browns?
Well... Way to spoil it.
Hey, you spoiled my Lindor Grand Slam early in the show. I'm returning the favor to you right now.
Why would anybody watch the last 2 minutes of Jets Brown? Game was over in the last 20 years.
Exactly. Thanks, Steve.
No NFL team has come back like that.
You know, how many Jets fans watched the game and saw the first down with a minute 55? They're just going to kneel on the football.
All four of them.
Turning it off.
All four of them.
You know, we're going to get to that coming up in a few minutes because that's the biggest story of the week in the NFL that continues to have legs because no one will take any blame for this thing. And finally, the guy taking the blame today shouldn't be taking the blame. But I love the fact this story is going because we could talk about the Jets. The Jets are relevant. The Jets have been relevant twice so far this preseason. Zach Wilson gets hurt, and
season.
Now they beat the Browns.
No, it's a real season. This isn't the preseason. That's the stunning part.
Well, the part of 2022. Zach Wilson gets hurt, and now the Jets beat the Browns in a game that you may never see again happen for another 25 years.
Yeah, and by the way, the last team to gag a game like that was the Cleveland Browns. 20 years ago.
And they did it to themselves. It was in a scrimmage.
No, it was. Well, I wouldn't doubt that. But no, on the record, it was against a regular NFL opponent.
No, that's why I love the fact that this is usually stuff that the Jets actually have happen to them. And instead, not only did the Browns blow this, but they blew it to the Jets. Right?
Yeah,
this didn't happen to Aaron Rodgers with an amazing comeback. Because if this happened to Aaron Rodgers, it would be, forget about the Browns blowing the game. It would be, oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. You can never count him out. Two touchdowns in the final minute. What a great comeback by him. No, but it's the Jets that's, oh, dude, you blew that to the Jets. The Jets can't even walk and chew gum at the same time. This is embarrassing. Browns. That shows you what a narrative, the power of a narrative, Steve.
And do we know who the Jets are facing next?
The Jets are going to send the Bengals to 0-3.
Oh, might get some sacks.
Yeah, buddy.
Right?
Here we go.
That
Here
part with the Bengals season is certainly kept up from last year. What is going on there, people?
Here come, yeah.
And then it's Pittsburgh after that, which has no offense so far.
Yeah, and the and Bengals fans are going, it's okay, but then they lose to the Jets, it's going to be, oh, okay, now we got problems.
And then they got now Denver on the first half schedule, the Jets do. What is going on here?
Yeah, beat the Broncos, yo.
Look at this, man. The Jets, see, you know, when the Jets now,
they could be 4-4.
Oh, Steve, don't do that.
For the Jets season, you know, when they preview games and you see, like, who's got the advantage at quarterback, you know, team this, running back, wide receiver, offensive line, and they do the predictions. You actually have to put in clock management because the Jets playing the Browns and the Broncos, clock management is a big thing. So that's going to be one of those things. It's going to be in the Jets' favor, clock management.
Second half of the season, the Jets play the Bears and the Seahawks. People. What was the over and under our wins? How did more people not get in on Jets on the over?
16-1.
Okay, okay, let's not go.
Mike Harmon's going to try really hard that week to be a good fan.
I think it's Thanksgiving weekend. We got the Jets hosting the Bears. That's got to be a whole week
Poop
on this
fest.
Show.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
NBC, show my concert. I sang a song, but nobody saw me sing. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show. Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. Boy, do we got something on Aaron Judge coming up in about 10 minutes. You got to hear.
I found a Mets-Yankee stat here from MLB researcher Sarah Langs. Because tonight, I know Stanton's getting the accolades for the game-winning Grand Slam. There were actually two New York players with go-ahead Grand Slams tonight, ladies and gentlemen, including Francisco Lindor. So a Met and a Yankee does that go-ahead Grand Slam on the same day, the only other time that it ever happened, 2008, Carlos Delgado and Bobby Abreu.
Wow, you got a Bobby Abreu reference in. Very nice.
Thanks.
But the NFL story that just won't go away, the Browns collapse in the final 2 minutes against the Jets on Sunday. So many things that happened. You had the Browns score a touchdown when if Nick Chubb had just gone down in bounds, the Broncos could have killed the clock. The Browns could have killed the clock. The Browns missed the extra point. They blow a defensive coverage that allows the Jets to throw a 66-yard touchdown. They allow the Jets to get the onside kick. They allow the Jets to drive down the field and throw the game-winning touchdown. All of these things happened in the last 24 hours has been not my fault, not my fault. Nobody taking any responsibility for it. And today, the guy that shouldn't have to decided to be the guy to stand up and say, yeah, you know what? It was my fault. Because here's Nick Chubb who says, you know what? I probably shouldn't have scored. Put this loss on me.
I probably shouldn't have scored right there, honestly, looking back at it. It cost us the game. A lot of things went wrong. Not just one thing, but collectively as a unit, as a team, we could have all did things different. But, I mean, it's only a problem because we didn't win, you know, so I probably should have went down.
You know, here's the thing, is that I give him a lot of credit for standing up saying it's my fault. Because Denzel Ward, who blew a coverage, not my fault. Kevin Stefanski saying, hey, there's a lot of things we could have done. None of these guys, it's their fault. None of these guys, none of the players is their fault. Because what's not been said and not given enough attention to is the fact that the Cleveland Browns coaching staff completely blew it because they didn't have to run a play. With a minute 55 left to go, you can kneel on the football and you run out the clock. You got the first down, right? The 12-yard play that got the first down, game's over. Jets are out of timeouts. You kneel on the football. But nobody on the Browns knew it. Nobody stood up and said, wait a minute, we don't need to run plays. Let's just kneel on the football. Instead, no, let's run a play and give the ball to Nick Chubb. And it was stupid. And I want Kevin Stefanski to stand up and say, this is all my fault. Stay away from my players. Stay away from everybody. This is my fault because I screwed up the clock management. And that's the part of the story that just makes you just shake your head and go, how does a head coach, how does an entire NFL coaching staff not know how to manage a clock when fans watching on television know with a minute 55 left, you don't need to snap the football inside of 2 minutes and you had the other team doesn't have timeouts. They can't stop the clock. You do not have to snap the football. And the entire Browns coaching staff didn't get it. This is their fault. It starts with the head coach. It's ever. Nobody said, hey, we don't need to snap it. No. Let's run a play. I don't know why coaches have so many problems with the clock. So many NFL coaches, I don't get clock management. So they have to have coaches on staff. They have to have someone tell them, this is when we can do it. If we do this, this is the amount of time that's left. I could offer a class on this. I could say, hey, you know, once every off come, I'll keep your identity secret so people don't know you're coming to the class, and I'll be able to tell you, okay, here's what you need to do. When there are 2 minutes left and there's nobody has any timeouts left, you can kneel on the football. Now when there's 2:15 left, the team has one timeout and go through all the scenarios and make sure you're up on all of them.
And have a chart, things, like the two-point chart that coaches pull out.
When do we go for two? When can we kneel on the football? When can we do this? I don't get why coaches struggle at this, because you got to be smart to be an NFL head coach. You can't just show up and like, I don't know what I'm doing. You got to be smart. And to not get the clock management part of it is inexcusable, because it's just literally sitting down and going over things until you know it. That's all it is. You go over game plans, you watch game film, you watch different things. How do coaches still struggle? There's no excuse. There's no excuse for what the Browns had to struggle at this. There's no excuse for the Browns to say anything other than, we screwed this up, do not put this on the players. And if you're the great head coach, and everybody says Kevin Stefanski is, that's how you handle this. You handle this by saying, my fault, nobody else's, we should have kneeled on the football, it's all me. Stay away from my players. And you make things a little bit better, you put the heat on yourself, going into a week three when you're trying to come off from a big loss like that. And I didn't get any of that from the Browns.
Now, I will grant to any coaching staff that in the final minutes of a game, it's hectic. People's heads are spinning probably. You're probably tired and exhausted and you need focus at this point of the game. But that's not an excuse for two reasons. One, you have a staff. You know that this is the kind of thing that comes up in football games general for any head coach. So once you get the job, you need to have somebody assigned to this, delegate as a leader, and be able to rely on somebody for this. Why in this specific game it's not excusable is you had the two-minute warning. It's not only for the rule change for the final 2 minutes, it's a bit of a rest. It's clear your head. It's, okay, what are we thinking? What do we need to do? Are you telling me that none of those conversations took place on the Browns sideline? And then
apparently
they proceeded
not.
To lose by one in the greatest comeback of the last 20 years in the last 2 minutes of any NFL game. Crazy.
Blame me. Blame my coaching staff. It's all our fault. There's no excuse for it, but put the pressure here to let the spotlight get off the players. Because you saw how poorly Cleveland's handled this, right? Myles Garrett, oh, we got to do X, Y, and Z, but didn't say it was my fault. Other players not taking the You need this to happen. You need to get rid of that, and that's you, Kevin Stefanski, to stand up and be a man about it. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Jay Smith, Steve DeSager. Something insane about Aaron Judge's 60th next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.